I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alan, let's start with the positive. That touchdown was sweet. Walk us through that play.
This was a play that we had designed, based on the kind of coverage and looks that we thought that we were going to get from the Dolphins down there in the red, And actually, they played it a little bit differently than we thought, but, it, as you saw, it still worked.
Yes, it did. Played it differently how?
They did some stuff with their safeties, So some of the things that they did, were kind of just some of the tendencies that they had, down in the red zone. They just kind of they would do some things as far as three buzz, some different stuff like that. So for us, we kind of was expecting some zone coverage, but we really were unsure of what exactly we would get, based on what we lined up in.
Is that a conscious decision? Like, you're going to try to score the first play, the quick strike after getting the turnover like that?
That would be a question for coach. I'm not really sure. For us, we're just going to the game, especially as players, we're just knowing the kind of plays and stuff like that, So, he doesn't really tell us, too much as far, what he's thinking in that kind of moment per se, But, he dialed it up and it worked.
Your quarterback is not perfect, but none of them are. We both feel that Mitch Trubisky continues to show progress every week and not checking down, comfortably moving around in the pocket. Missed a few throws here and there, but for the most part, we're pretty pleased with number 10 through a few weeks. How about you?
Most definitely, And again, that's the plan, not just, at the quarterback position, but no position is ever really, perfect, at all. So, for us, as an offense, as a receiver, as every position that we have in our offensive unit, we just strive to get better each and every week. That's the plan, right? And we know at the end of the day, if we do that, then we'll be in a position that we want to be in down the road.
Alan, you said yesterday after the game, games like this sting. What was the toughest part about that loss in particular?
For us, it was knowing that, at certain points of the game, we had the game in our hands. I think that's the most important thing, for us, as far as, again, like a lot of, well, I'm going to say a lot, but, a few situations, for us, we had the game in our hands, and we weren't able to capitalize, And again, even having getting some more chances and, still putting ourselves in a good position, but just not capitalizing, So that's the what stings the most about it, But, at the end of the day, that's football. That's why you play in this league.
Tariq Cohen admitted after the ball game, and he had another big game too, he's explosive, that he was gassed. You think that represents the entire room? You think you guys ran out of gas yesterday?
No, I wouldn't say so. When I look at it, our first possession in overtime, we got the ball at the 20, and Jordan really pounded it down, to get us in field goal range, So I think if it was so much, so as that, then, I don't think that we would have been in the position that we were in to win the game anyway, So, like I said before, and that's what really is the telltale to me is, when you've played four quarters and now you're in overtime, and the team drives down, we get the ball back, we really drive the ball down pretty quickly, and get some big runs and get some big plays, so. I don't really think so. Again, we weren't fresh. It's overtime in a very hot environment, we played the most amount of time that you could play in an NFL game, So, it was some fatigue out there, but I don't think that hindered us at all.
So how big of a factor, because we were actually debating it before the game and, none of us have played in the NFL, how big of a factor is the heat down there in Miami?
That's tough to say, because again, I would say it may have, me personally looking at the game from an overall scope, I would say that I may have said it was an issue, if we had the reversal, you know, if we had came out and scored 28 in the first half and then really digressed in the second, you know, but it wasn't like that. You know, we, as the game went on, we continued to pick it up and continue to make plays. So, I mean, that's very tough to say. You know, I mean, I think in a hot environment like that, you know, at the end of the day, you get fatigue, and you know, it's some things that you got to fight through mentally and physically. You know, anyway, you know, but to say that, I really can't say that. You know, like I said before, I mean, we scored all our points in the second half. You know, and a lot of them, you know, I mean, we had touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You know, we drove the ball in overtime. You know, so that's tough to say.
So if anybody were to suggest to you that fitness is a concern, would you tell them, you know, or just maybe flip a middle finger at them and say that's not the case with us?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, okay. I mean, I think, like I said before, I think that was pretty apparent. You know, I mean, again, we got the ball down. I think it was, 28-13. They go down and score to tie up 21-21. Then we go back down and score, you know, and it's 28-21, you know. So for us, you know, as an offense, we move the ball. You know, again, we move the ball and got to have the situations, you know, again. You know, we just weren't able to capitalize. So, I mean, again, I don't think it was a factor at all. You know, we continue to move the ball and continue to put ourselves in good situations.
We're talking to Allen Robinson here on The Score. What did you see on the touchdown that was taken off the board, the offensive pass interference call on Trey Burton?
Personally, I thought Trey played it well, you know, as far as he was an option on the play, you know. So I mean, there's nothing else that he could do. You know, I feel like he tried to avoid the defender. You know, he wrapped the defender, you know, expecting the ball. So I mean, that's so tough to say. You know, I don't know. It's just one of those things, you know, that we'll get back from the league this week and they'll tell us what they saw. You know, and we'll have to adjust accordingly, you know, or they'll be telling us that that's one that they missed. So I mean, that's tough to say, you know, until the league really gets back with us, you know. But from me watching the film and seeing it, you know, I mean, again, he was expecting the ball, he was an option on the play, you know. So I mean, I don't really understand what else he could have done, you know. I mean, he ran his route, he got open. I mean, because that's the thing, he was actually open. So it's tough to say.
Right.
Allen, it was a surprisingly unproductive day for your team defensively. Haven't seen much of that. Bad fourth quarter on opening night. But just curious, anybody say anything like, you know, hey, fellas, you know, you did your job. This one's on us.
I think for our defense, you know, I mean, that's the NFL, you know. Complimentary football, you know, is the name of the game, you know. So, I mean, fortunately for us, our defense has had our back and has held us up, you know, many times this year as well, you know. And I think as an offense, you know, we understand how to do it, you know. I mean, those guys get paid on offense as well, you know. So, I mean, those guys still made plays. They got turnovers in crucial moments, you know. So, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, again, you know, those guys will tell you that they want, you know what I'm saying, they don't want any yards, any points at all scored on them as well, you know. But, I mean, the Dolphins were able to have some success, you know. But at the end of the day, the defense still got stops, still got turnovers, you know, even especially a crucial one in overtime, you know, down at the one-yard line, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they made plays, you know. It just was the day where, you know, the Dolphins was making plays as well.
Yo, Allen, I didn't know that Taylor Gabriel had that type of go up and get it in him. Like, I thought he was a, you know, yard after the catch, slot, crossing route kind of guy. Like, I assume you knew better than us, but like, what are you seeing from him in practice that gives Mitch and Matt and everybody confidence to line him up outside, send him on those nine routes and throw the ball deep to him?
I mean, he's a guy that's hard to cover, you know, and I mean, that's why they brought him here, you know. So I think from the inside looking out, you know, I mean, we are really one of those groups where, you know, we don't really want to be defined, you know, by our size or a particular, you know, skill set that may be viewed. You know, everybody tries to do everything, you know, and I think that's what makes this offense so special, is that, you know, we have a lot of guys who can play in so many different positions and do so many different things. So, I mean, that's something that we've saw from Taylor day one.
Are there enough balls to keep everybody happy?
Most definitely, you know, and at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning. You know, so, I mean, for us, you know, we know that we have a very good skill position group, you know, and all it takes is one person to make a play to really get that thing going, you know, and that's what we focus on a lot of times, whether it's me, Anthony Miller, Trey Burton, Taylor, or Tariq, or, you know, Kevin, you know, no matter who it is, you know, we have the guys in that room to really make plays and put us in a situation to win games, you know, and that's really our main focus.
Hey, Alan, can you do the best you can and, like, take us inside the locker room at halftime? Because you got shut out in the first half. I know there was the fumble where you could have been 7-7. And then seven total plays, three drives, three touchdowns. You scored three touchdowns in the first 8 minutes of the second half. Like, what happened there?
You know, Coach didn't really say much to us at halftime. You know, he understood that the plays that we left out there, you know, everybody is capable of making, and that we were putting ourselves in some good positions and that we were beating ourselves, you know. So when he came into the locker room, you know, it was just more so, you know, like, let's lock in. You know, the score is 7-0, the Dolphins, you know. But, I mean, again, we're down 7. If we get the ball in half, let's go out here, score, you know, give our defense a chance to play the whole field, you know, not create a short field or anything like that, you know. And let's start to play complimentary football, you know. And we were able to do that. We scored. You know, put our defense back out on the field. They got us the ball back. We scored again, you know, and then it started to roll.
And then I'm not sure what you do after games like that or when you guys got home necessarily, but did you watch the Sunday night game last night, Chiefs-Patriots?
Actually, I did not get a chance to. You know, by the time we got back, it was the tail end of the game.
Okay, well,
I'll still be able to watch the game, and we'll watch the game, you know, but I didn't get a chance to see a lot.
So then, non-specifics from the game, but just, you guys are in first place. Yeah, it's a tough loss, but, you know, that 24-hour rule. You've got Tom Brady and the modern dynasty and gold standard of the NFL coming to Soldier Field with first place on the line. What are your early impressions about the game next week against the Patriots?
You know, it's a big game, and we know the team that we have in front of us. You know, I've played against New England a couple of times, you know, so from prior experience of playing against them, you know what type of team you're going to get, you know. You know that you're going to get a team that's fundamentally sound, that doesn't make mistakes, you know. So we know that going into this game, we can't beat ourselves. You know, we got to hone in on everything as far as the game plan and stuff like that throughout the course of the week. And we got to go out there and play ball, you know. We got to beat New England, you know. We can't beat ourselves.
And it kind of feels like you guys beat yourselves yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I won't even say that we necessarily, I mean, beat ourselves, because we didn't play, you know, we didn't play bad or anything. It was just some small mistakes, you know. And again, I don't think that's anything to really, like, lose sleep over, because again, some of the things that happened last night, you know, hadn't happened all season, you know, and it's the NFL. So you play 16 games, you know, it's going to be a game like that. You know, you just hope that throughout the course of that game, you know, that you're able to overcome that and still pull out the victory, you know. So we were unable to do that yesterday, you know. But, I mean, again, we have another game this week, you know, and that's the blessings of the NFL is, you know, it's a new week and new opportunity.
Alan, good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.